This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In the name of white supremacy, should not elicit sympathy or a deeper exploration of root causes. The root cause of this weekend's murderous violence is racism. The end. Donald Trump is a coward. He has repeatedly refused to cast out the most undeserving elements of his coalition, but his cowardice is not unique. America has slouched silently toward this moment of crisis, ignoring all the glaring warning signs along the way. Amid our cowardice, we are sleepwalking back into a terrible past. Absent steely conviction on all our parts, the worst is yet to come. So, Noah, let's flesh that out a little bit. When you talk about this being sort of a slow-moving disaster that we should have seen coming, what are you talking about specifically there?
Yeah, Saturday was not the time to make moral equivalencies. A year ago was. There was an event that passed through the nation's consciousness like an apparition, and we did not address it. In Sacramento, in June of 2016, white supremacists secured a permit. They marched into the Capitol. They demonstrated on the streets of the Capitol, California. They were accosted by people who called themselves by any means necessary, which became the nucleus of what became Antifa. They came armed. They were violent. The police said that it wasn't the white supremacists who started this. It was the Antifa. About a month ago, one of the organizers of that event, a woman named Yvette Falarca, was arrested, charged with conspiring to incite a riot and engaging in violence herself. We didn't talk about any of this. These were people who were literally flying the flags of Bolshevism, attacking people who were demonstrating pro-fascist ideologies. It was our Weimar moment, and we didn't talk about it.
So the point you're making, the point that a lot of people have looked at, and you've heard from many of them online, I assume over the last 24 hours or so, is that the action in Charlottesville was perpetrated allegedly by a white supremacist, the murderous action, but that this has been going on in this country now for a couple of years on the left as well, where you have violence, political violence perpetrated by Antifa. I mean, if you want to call them the left, I don't know what they are exactly, but the violence is not limited to one side in this country.
No, it's not. It's morally...
Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, no, absolutely. One of the least covered stories of 2016 was the organized violence demonstrated against Trump supporters. We covered violence committed by Trump against Trump supporters. We covered the violence committed by Trump supporters at Trump's behest, as we should have. We didn't really cover the violence that was reciprocal. And there's sort of a moral complexity there, which is absent from what happened on Saturday. It's easy to attack Nazis. We know how that went in history. There's no moral ambiguity as to whether it's okay to attack Nazis.
Yeah, but how long did it take, you know, the world to attack Nazis? You know, this is the thing, you know, and they're all over Trump right away because he didn't say the right things, or, you know, at least what they wanted him to say. And I think that Noah Rothman here, you know, Scott, is agreeing with the president's approach to all this. You know, the media all of a sudden, they don't want to hear that, you know, it is a problem on both sides, that this is, you know, a moment of exposure of the soul of America right now and what it is feeling. You know, what has gone on in terms of, you know, this violence that has taken place and this demonstration that it's okay. And it's been, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's not a big surprise here. You know, we've been waiting for, you know, some of this reaction to come, you know, to come back. And of course, it's all being, and this is where the president gets, I think, overly defensive, is they want to attach white supremacy and David Duke and KKK with, you know, the president. And it's like, why even pick that up? You know, why even bother with it? Let the media, I mean, they're rather hollow. It's unsubstantiated, you know, to try to throw that on him. And I understand, you know, that he's a bit defensive. Go ahead, you have a thought.
Yeah, the guy that has, you know, his family, two of his daughters are married to Jewish men. Yeah. That's the guy that's tying himself with Nazis.
Right, without a doubt. Yeah, okay.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, the conversation continues. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Well, this is Donald Trump, of course. What some pundits are saying was too little, too late. But I tell you, these, you know, pundits just want to overanalyze this deal. You know, Scott, did you have the sense that it was, you know, too late? I mean, what else did you want the president to say right away?
Well, as we were all finding out about it, he was finding out about it, and he tweeted about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a tweet, you know, saying this is not, you know, this is not who, you know, this is not right. This is bad. This is, he tweeted about it, and mm-hmm. But you know, that's only good enough for them if it's something they disagree with. Mm-hmm. You know, then the tweet is more than enough. It, you know, shows everything that he stands for in that. But the second that it was something that you know, something that a tweet that they can't dispute. Oh well, now that wasn't you just can't tweet about this. You got you talk to us about this.
That's right.
I don't know. It's a whole world of double standards. And
well, Newt Gingrich says that, you know, the Trump, you know, the anti-Trump crowd just are not going to be satisfied. And the thing is, of course, this makes for, you know, this gives MSNBC and other mainstream media types a reason to live, because they can just pick at this as opposed to coming alongside and saying, look, you know, you got to understand, this isn't just Donald Trump's problem. This isn't just the GOP's problem. This is an us problem. This is a United States of America problem here that we're dealing with. And we've got to test this out, because look at last time I checked. I mean, is Donald Trump some, you know, a proven sociologist or psychiatrist that I'm not aware of?
Well, no, he's not. And they're right. Nazis are easy, as an American, Nazis are easy to fight against. Why?
Yeah, but how long? But my point is, though, Scott, as I mentioned earlier, how long did it take the world to come after Nazism? When it raised its head, it was there forever. I mean, look at ISIS. Look how long, you know. And
I think that's part of the issue, though, mm-hmm. is that people don't want to wait that long again.
I don't buy that. I mean, we did this with Barack Obama for 8 years. I mean, we kicked back, you know, we bannered stuff. The mainstream media didn't want to pick it up, but now because and I understand it's galling, you know, for conservatives, you know, they probably come on, you know, get over this. I mean, you know, more than anything else, it's a waste of time. And let's get on the same page and all agree that look, this is an issue. So what is your part? I mean, like, look at these execs, you know, exiting Trump's council over this Charlottesville. Really, are you just going to add to the problem? You're not going to be a part of the solution from inside. You know, you've got the president's ear.
That's all for show. Nobody will ever convince me otherwise on that. That's all for show. I don't think, you know, it's really easy to declare somebody a Nazi. Because everybody, every normal, sane person is against Nazis. You know, just like, you know, oh, well, this is terrorism. Of course they want to brand this as terrorism.
Sure.
Because nobody wants to support terrorism. Nobody in their right mind wants to support terrorism. So, I mean, those are all, they're throwing these words out there that they know, look, I can't defend a Nazi.
Yeah. There's but Scott, I think what you're saying here is you're bringing something to light that I think people need to get a handle of. And that is know who you are and what you stand for. Okay. And I think that this is the test of any kind of antithetical sociological movement, you know, like Nazism, like the Antifa and, you know, and the alt-left and alt-right and any other, you know, thing that would divide us is what unites us. And this is the voice of conservatism, and the voice of conservatives say, look, we need to go back and do a checklist on the things that really make America great. I mean, if we're going to be great again, let's understand what made us great to begin with. You know, I think the Constitution is a great start. You know, let's go back and rediscover the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, even the Declaration of Independence. Let's go back and consider our history again and to see, okay, that because in light of that, these groups can't stand. You know, whether it's Nazism, any kind of white supremacy, anything that wants to stand above the concept of the United States e pluribus unum. With many, there can still be one. You know, but what is it that we're one for? And this is, unfortunately, you know, I believe the last 8 years have been, you know, contributory to this confusion that we have here in this America, that it's all about me and not all about us. It never works when it's all about me. And, you know, so you bring up a point that I think is just important for people to grab a hold of. And that is to understand, let's talk about what unites us, what brings us together. But, you know, for television and for punditry and all this, you know, you got to have this antithetical perspective. And but I question, you know, without having the sober input like what you're offering, then we just get ourselves exercised and we have, you know, what else can we do here?
Well, at the same time, again, like you said, you got to know who you are. I know who I am. I know right and wrong. So it doesn't matter if I see a white supremacist group marching and, and spewing their hatred and their stupidity. I know who I am. And I know that that's wrong. I know that's wrong. So it doesn't matter what they say. No matter what they say, it's never going to change my mind on what they're saying is wrong. You know, sticks and stones may break your bones. Words will never hurt you. It's that sort of thing. There's nothing that somebody can say that's going to just change me just to the core if I if it's something that's adamantly against what I believe.
Well, and also, does it demand a response that's short, sweet, and to the point? You know, kind of like, and I'll never forget, was there was a movie that was out, released after the Watts riots, and there was this continuum that kept flashing back to Richard Pryor going, you know, and he said in a very raw black term that, you know, these people are crazy when there were black people making some really silly remarks that weren't solution-based. It was just, hey, let's just, you know, burn the fires even further and let's just agitate the stuff. But, you know, continuously through this movie, movie, Watt Stacks, they would cut away to Richard Pryor and after some silly comment, and they would say, well, that guy's crazy, in essence. But he had his own little, urban way of saying it that, we can't say it. Even Hispanics can't say it because we're liable to cause more problems than solutions, and we're solution-based, so I'm not going to go down that road. But nonetheless, it's just that we need that sober commentary that just says, look at, this is insane. Don't exercise yourself about it. Let's stay focused on the solution instead of, scarring up a problem all the more. We've got more. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
I just met with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. the Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car attack that killed one innocent American and wounded 20 others. To anyone who acted criminally in this weekend's racist violence, you will be held fully accountable. Justice will be delivered. As I said on Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And as I have said many times before, no matter the color of our skin, we all live under the same laws. We all salute the same great flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We must love each other, show affection for each other, and unite together in condemnation of hatred, bigotry, and violence. We must rediscover the bonds of love and loyalty that bring us together as Americans. Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law. And we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America. 2 days ago, a young American woman, Heather Heyer, was tragically killed. Her death fills us with grief, and we send her family our thoughts, our prayers, and our love. We also mourn the two Virginia State Troopers who died in service to their community, their commonwealth, and their country. Troopers Jay Cullen and Burt Bates exemplify the very best of America, and our hearts go out to their families, their friends, and every member of American law enforcement. These three fallen Americans embody the goodness and decency of our nation. In times such as these, America has always shown its true character, responding to hate with love, division with unity, and violence with an unwavering resolve for justice. As a candidate, I promise to restore law and order to our country, and our federal law enforcement agencies are following through on that pledge. We will spare no resource in fighting so that every American child can grow up free from violence and fear. We will defend and protect the sacred rights of all Americans, and we will work together so that every citizen in this blessed land is free to follow their dreams in their hearts and to express the love and joy in their souls. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, this is exactly what we're talking about, Scott. You got to give people the vision of what it is that we are, you know, what is our target? What is our objective here? I mean, we can talk about all the things that divide us and exercise ourselves over this, but we need to be reminded in moments like this, what makes America great? What makes us so doggone exceptional is this idea that, you know, is this idea of freedom. It's a unique concept internationally when you think about it. The idea that you could love your neighbor as yourself, you know, Judeo-Christian principles, that every time that we lead with Judeo-Christian principles, I see it going well for this country. Time and again. And it's not just the country, but it's individuals. It's down to the very soul of what makes America great. And that is individual Americans of whatever race, whatever color, whatever creed, that when they love and they're serving one another, wow, You know, you just cannot stop this kind of, I mean, we are a force to deal with. And I don't mean a force like of, you know, of just overwhelming people. I think just a force of blessing. You know, God has blessed this country, and we've paid it forward. And, you know, this is when you see the psychology of a country more at peace and at rest than where it's so agitated. And this is the challenge that we have right now as a country. We're just so agitated. But part of the agitation and the chaos that is ensuing here is because we have let go of these foundational principles. You've heard me discuss this before. You know, and I will quote the Bible when it says that a people without vision shall perish. And it says that other interpretation of perishing is that they cast off restraint. And when you look at what happened in Charlottesville, what's happened in different parts, whether it's Berkeley or Baltimore, what's been going on for the last decade and increasing moments of display that's going on, is this unhinging of America. It is this chaos that is taking place. And with this brings, you know, disorder, and this is why some of the things that have been happening under this new administration are refreshing for many conservatives and many God-fearing people, and dare I say people of peace who really want to live in peace, you talk about the American dream. You know, living out the American dream where, you know, you can, you know, work hard, raise your families, and pass the baton on to the next generation. I mean, it is an awesome goal that our founding fathers laid before us. But, you know, this is our goal. This is our time to defend America, defend these principles that, you know, many of us learned while we were growing up in school, and maybe we let go of it. Maybe we thought, okay, you know, as my old mentor used to say, Bill, you know, sometimes you can be so open-minded that your brains fall out. And maybe a little bit of that dynamic has taken place here in America, is that we want to be so, open-minded and so accommodating that we violated our core principles.
Well, I kind of talked to you about this in the break with I think political correctness. I think this is what you've gotten it. We've all been so worried about what we say that we've stopped calling out the things that are wrong and the things that we know are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
we need to get into a big argument about it. It's just wrong. Okay, let's move on. You know, it's kind of like the police, when the police pull you over and give you a ticket because you broke the law, they don't get in a big discussion. They just give you the ticket, right? I mean, this is the position of authority. And you can't look at, if you don't get that, you know, running a car through a bunch of people or agitating, look, there's no question that, you know, I'm not trying to say that free speech should not take place. Free speech, but with every freedom that we have comes responsibility. If you're just agitating to agitate so that you got people all revved up and you're causing a riot, that is no better than yelling, you know, as we say, yelling fire in a crowded theater, right? So there needs to be some sense of responsibility here. And I believe even, you know, law enforcement needs to, you know, kind of understand where we are right now, because the edges have been pushed, you know, in terms of the extremes here. And we're allowing, you know, people to go into, you know, universities and destroy property and, you know, burn buildings up and everything, all in the name of free speech. Or we have mayors of certain cities saying, well, the people have the right to go ahead and burn their city down. Oh, really?
Well, you also got to be careful. I mean, I like free speech. I'm all for it. Well, you have the Second Amendment to protect the First Amendment.
Hey, there goes our radio show. We don't have free speech. But.
Yeah, I don't think that it should be restricted. But at the same time, I think that you if somebody is saying stuff that you don't like, mm-hmm. you have the equal opportunity to tell them why they're wrong. It doesn't mean you have to stop them from saying it. Look, there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of ideas that I don't agree with.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people that have ideas that are that we know are wrong. There's people that believe the earth is flat. We know that's wrong. but yet we still allow them to say that.
We got to leave it there because we got to go to break. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Kevin Gutzman joins us, professor, chairman in the Department of History at Western Connecticut State University and a faculty member at LibertyClassroom.com. Kevin, always good to have you with us. Appreciate you coming on the show. Maybe you can, the thing about mainstream media and a lot of pundits is they're long on opinion, and what I appreciate what you bring to the debate here is some factual evidence that we try to move it into the solution based realm of conversation, as opposed to, hey, let's just agitate the folks and add to the problem instead of presenting some solutions here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, before we get into talking about the Mueller probe, I wanted to get your read on Charlottesville. And I can appreciate the president's kind of defense mechanism. He's been on the defensive from day one, coming into D.C., realizing that it wasn't like they exactly took all the T's off the keyboards, as he came into town. But he has never, received a warm reception on the Beltway. We've maintained that Donald Trump does better outside of the Beltway. It's just, the deep state and the swamp is just so overwhelming. that, you know, the idea of finding the plug in the Beltway, I think he's not necessarily going to be the one to pull it. It's going to be we the people, Main Street America, pulling that plug. What are you saying?
Well, I thought that the response to what happened in Charlottesville was a bit ridiculous, but I've long been frankly appalled by our tendency to think, you know, if there's a bad storm in Louisiana, or there's a shooting in Washington State, or you know, the dictator of some remote country dies, we immediately need to have the president tell us what to think about it.
Just, right.
He's not our all-purpose, all-knowing expert on everything, and frankly, what's the point? So the other thing, though, that I thought was notable about what happened in Charlottesville, which, in case people don't realize it, is where I went to school for my PhD at the University of Virginia, so I know all these sites really well, is that there were two groups of people who were there because staging this kind of event is what they do. One were the white nationalist racist types around Richard Spencer, who is apparently just a kind of professional racial provocateur. And then on the other side, you had these Antifa people who were the same people who were starting fires, breaking windows at the University of California, Berkeley
right.
a few months back. Those are the same people, and you may have noticed them on television. They're wearing masks and carrying bats. They usually are wearing black. And so it seems that we're going to have kind of cavalcade of these people, both the racists and the those Antifa people are communists, by the way. So the racists and the communists are going to go from town to town staging violent events, and both groups benefit because they get attention of a kind that, for example, on the side of the racists, a few hundred people wouldn't be able to get by doing anything peaceful. And on the other side, well, the Antifa, that's what they're about, too. So Trump's first response when asked what he thought of it was, well, I decry the violence on both sides. And then people said, what are you talking about, both sides? Because apparently he wasn't supposed to mention that the communists were violent.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're just supposed to attack. Yeah, so you attack the racists for being violent, but leave the communists out of it, right? Their violence we don't decry, I guess, or something.
Right.
Who knows?
Well,
but, so that's what happened, and I anticipate that we're going to see this again and again and again indefinitely. You know, that Spencer fellow seems to be in his 30s, so I think he's got a good 40, 50 more years of being wannabe David Duke in front of him, and we're going to be hearing his name, I anticipate, for the balance of my lifetime.
Well, I sure hope not, Kevin, only because what happens is that if he continues on like this and other groups, whether it's the Antifa or, you know, these communists, these fascists that are marching about and given place, boy, there's something wrong with this country. That means we're losing a grip here, and we're not, you know, we're not focusing. This is why I appreciate the president's sober reminder of what America is. I mean, sometimes you need to be able to remind yourself, regardless of the pundits and the mainstream media and what they want to do and how they want to influence this country, you got to look to the solution and remember when ugliness and something antithetical presents itself, you've got to have a clear contrast and understand what the antithesis is instead of just getting caught up in the emotion. And sometimes I think we get caught up in the emotion without realizing what the real solution is. And that's what allows, you know, these provocateurs tourists to live on another day and to have more than their 15, you know, minutes of alleged fame.
Right. Well, there's going to have to be a kind of post-mortem examination of how the government behaved in this Charlottesville episode, because apparently the racists had permits for public rally, and then the police were told to stand down, and so
yes.
Antifa people came intending to be violent. Violence ensued. Well,
what did you expect, right?
Yeah, well, somebody ought to get from the mayor or maybe even the governor of Virginia the the answer to the question, why were the police allowed to stand down? In fact, one hears police from other parts of the country, for example, here in I live about an hour from New York, so I am in the New York media market. We hear police from New York saying, well, we never would have allowed these two groups to end up because you're obviously going to have violence.
Exactly.
And so why did the Charlottesville police essentially stand back and watch the fighting ensue? Mm-hmm. These people, if they had a permit, they should have been allowed to, fulminate in their noxious way and then just proceed along. There wouldn't have been any big deal and another racist rally somewhere in America. But instead, apparently nothing was done to prevent the two groups from having this conflict. So why did that happen?
That's exactly.
An interesting question.
Well, and that's a good point and a great question, Dr. Gutzman, that you bring up because, you think, well, didn't we learn from Baltimore? Didn't we learn from Ferguson and in other hot spots where, it's as if this violence is accommodated?
Well, telling the police to stand down must have been motivated by something. And what that was is an interesting question. I think Mayor Signer there in Charlottesville, somebody needs to get him in front of a television camera and have a detailed explanation of his thinking because just looking at it from afar, it doesn't make sense.
Is it this this anti-Trump psychology? Can we tie some of this to that perspective that is clouding law enforcement and leadership's vision that they're so anti-Trump that they're making irrational decisions like this?
Well, I don't think we want to pin it on the police. They just did what they were told.
No, exactly. But I'm not talking about the police. I'm talking about the mayors, like you are, the leadership of the the cities and the state.
Well, certainly in Charlottesville, you do have a vociferous liberal Democratic mayor. So, I think he needs to give an account of his performance in this context. But the bottom line is, again, we have these few people, and in a nation of 325 million, there are going to be a few people with these completely kind of outside the bounds of civilized discourse opinions. And apparently they've, on the racist side, on the white nationalist side, they've found a way to get attention. And then the people, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go wherever Richard shows up, and we're going to take our bats with us. And
Well, Kevin, we got to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on, Dr. Kevin Gutzman. I'm Bill Martinez live.
And businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Hey, our commitment to you is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, to bring the experts on. So, you know, we can get it outside of the realm of opinion because in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And, you know, I think it's a time, you know, Scott and I were talking about earlier, it's a time for this country to really be solution-based. Let's talk about the facts, Jack, okay? And let's get the truth of the matter out there. And not get ourselves so overly exercised in all these opinions. It's kind of like, you know, I've said before, I just, you know, realize you're not going to argue anybody into heaven. You either get it or you don't. Certainly you need to be the example and, you know, be consistent and know what it is that you believe. That is valuable, invaluable, I would say, especially when it comes to issues like that. But even in issues about our country, you know, what is it that we believe? And I think what Donald Trump shared with us the other day, I think was very powerful. Again, reminding us of what this country stands for. And that is the, to me, that is the solution. That is the recipe that is required to get on top of this. Now, we're going to exercise. We're going to continue to exercise. We got to get through this process because it just didn't happen overnight. This has kind of crept into the woof and warp of our you know, of our country, of our very soul. And we've got to process this out and decide, okay, what do we really stand for? What is it that we really believe in? But we're going to set that aside for just a moment, if that's okay with you, because it's time to bring on the Good News Girl. We always look forward to having Samantha Mills-Mao with us because Sam, you know, kind of, you know, helps us realize that it's more about these crazy, you know, antithetical things that raise its ugly head, that there's some good news out there and good stories. And every week she brings to us a list of new viral videos that have taken off. And Sam, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing lovely. How about yourself?
Hey, doing hey, I just got back from Hawaii. Mixed emotions. It's always hard to leave the daughter unit and, you know, son-in-law in Maui. And so we were there for a little bit of time. And, of course, visiting with the newly crowned one-year-old. And I got to tell you, you know, Hawaiians, you know, celebrate one-year-old birthdays like, oh, my goodness, it's like a Hawaiian bar mitzvah. You know,
it is awesome.
It is a party and a half. I mean, people spend thousands of dollars on these things. I had a dear friend, they spent like over $3,000 on a birthday. You go, 1 year old birthday party. Well, when you realize the history of the island and the people of Hawaii, you know, for many years, if a child, you know, the life expectancy of a child was such that if they got to be 100, I mean, got to be 1 year old, forget about 100 years, but if they got to be 1 years old, you know, that was quite the celebration. So 1 year in the Hawaiian culture is just a huge event. And especially for our little guys, you know, he had the heart issue. And but everything's fine. He's doing great. He's starting to take some steps now. And, you know, he's right at that age. And as I was telling you, he's just yapping up a storm, and he's just talking and having a good time. So it was, you know, it was just a real special time to be there, you know, with them. And we got to head back in November. So we're kind of looking forward to it. And I love the era of, live video where you can, you know, our daughter's really good about, you know, sharing video and going, you know, live chat and, you know, seeing him as well. So, you know, though we're many miles away, we still have a sense of proximity because of the technology and all, you know, so.
I kind of love technology for that reason. It makes the world feel a lot smaller in that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and speaking of which, like these viral videos that you share with us, and this first one is a woman's Tinder bio. Am I saying this right? A Tinder bio goes viral for the best reason. What is this, Tinder bio?
Okay, so Tinder, for people who don't know, it's kind of like a newer version. Well, it's kind of like similar to Match.com. It's a dating
app. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, so this
I haven't dated for a while, so this is why. My wife will be happy to know that. Okay.
You know, I was trying to learn a little bit about it myself because it's newer than my dating experience. Mm-hmm. But okay, so this woman, Lauren, my husband was actually the one to first tell me about her, and she's actually gone viral for her hilarious bio on mm-hmm. her Tinder profile. Uh-huh. And what makes it funny is her ability to have sense of humor and. In a situation that may be difficult for a lot of other people. Lauren is 21 years old, and she lost her arm in a moped accident last year from the shoulder down. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people could let that get them discouraged. And, you know, you don't see a lot of people putting themselves out there when they've lost a limb or when they have, like, certain disabilities. And I think that's one reason this has gone viral is because she said she's been receiving messages from different people about, thanks for putting yourself out there and having a sense of humor about it. And the reason she's really popular is because of her sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She lists herself as an arms dealer, and she's rated a personality. She started rating herself, and she's like, personality 20 out of 10, arms 1 out of 2. And I love her sense of humor. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She's hilarious. I'm sure she's getting a lot of dating offers on this app. So.
Well, that's
it was very worth mentioning.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you did. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to the front page, you'll see Sam's Corner right there. And these videos and others that we may not be able to get to. Hey, it's just fun to give yourself that relief, you know, that kind of, you know, break from all the news and the crazy stuff that's going on. You can check out Sam's Corner and, you know, click away and you can hear about this incredible young woman, her Tinder bio. Now, and that's a new word now. You know, instead of Match.com and all the other stuff, now we have Tinder. I guess that's I guess the Tinder box of love. Why not, huh? Hey, how about this 94-year-old, what is he, a Minnesotan?
That's right. He's a retired judge from Minnesota. His name's Keith Davidson. And he lost his wife after 65 years. She just passed away last year when she was 90 years old. And you know, he said there's only so much peace and quiet you can take. So, and it was just getting very lonely for him. And he started talking to neighbors about installing a pool in his backyard for neighborhood kids to use at their leisure. And at first they thought he was kidding until they saw the cement mixer pull up. And you know, there's the pool. And he does have a rule that people have to be there with a parent.
Yes.
But he said that now instead of silence, he hears laughter and joy, and you can just.
Oh,
can just
wow. Are you kidding me?
That's a great idea.
Oh, wow. Yep, exactly.
And he doesn't have his own grandchildren, so he's kind of become like a surrogate grandfather for the neighborhood kids.
Can you imagine that?
And everyone.
Yeah, talk about the gift that just keeps going around in circles, no doubt about it. Now, there's another story about somebody who is 98, he's 94, and they met at the gym. Huh?
That's right. They just got married. Gertrude Mokotoff, and she's 98, and Alvin Mann, who's 94, they got married after meeting about 8 years ago at the gym, where they both work still 2 days a week.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking it's part of the secret to their longevity.
Sure.
And, you know, this story's taken off. I think that people are highly, you know, you don't often see people get married in their 90s, and these people are going
to... Well, she cougared the poor guy. I mean, she's 98, he's 94, she cougared him.
I know. Go, lady. I mean, seriously, she's almost 100 years old, and she's still getting her men, and or her man, and she actually asked him to marry her. Which I thought was pretty cool. And she's like, I was tired of chasing after him.
They say, hey, I'm 98, buddy. I mean, how much longer do you think I can go chasing after you, huh? Wake up, smell the coffee here.
Right.
Well, you know, a lot has been said these days about opioid addicts, and, you know, that's been in the news heavily. And we've got a police chief who is being part of the solution here, right?
That's right. You know, this is in Nashville, North Carolina, and I'm sure you've heard different things about opioid use across the United States. Here in North Carolina, there's been about a 348% increase from 2010 to 2016. So the police chief in Nashville, Thomas Bayshore, has decided to take it upon himself, along with the town manager, Hank Raper, and what they decided to do was have a program called HOPE. It's not an acronym. It's just the word in capital letters that they're trying to give people, where drug users can come turn themselves in without risk of prosecution or getting in any kind of trouble. And they will help set them up and rehabilitate them. In fact, Chief Thomas Bayshore has even given everybody in the program his personal cell phone number. And he said to contact him anytime. It's been almost 200 people. They've come from all across the United States and within his town. And I think and what makes this really cool, and I really suggest people check this out, you know, is a different approach to drug users, because they're going through their own kind of torture. A lot of people tend to look down on people who are addicted to drugs, and, you know, it's got them, and nobody's suffering more than that person themselves. I mean, their families are suffering right along with them, but...
Well, that's what you think about, and I'm glad you brought that up too, Sam, is that it's more than the addict. I mean, it's everybody connected with this person, and when you're caught up in this kind of hell, you know, it is, you know, look at, but for the grace of God, you know, it could be any one of us caught up in these situations, and every one of those stories are individual, and they're very... They're heartbreaking, especially, you know, as you say, when you consider the families that are involved. Now, we got time for one more story, and I mean, I got to tell you, this lasagna must be something really special here. We got a pilot trading a kidney for lasagna. I mean, kidney beans or a kidney kidney?
That's right. Okay, so it's a kidney kidney. You know, it was actually made from scratch by Jenny Stinsel for Jody Harskamp when her house burned down 4 years ago. They became the best of friends, and a year ago, Jenny needed a kidney, so they joke that she traded a lasagna for a kidney. She's like, well, it was a homemade lasagna. It was a great lasagna.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, hey, it wasn't like prepackaged, it wasn't frozen. I mean, you know, hey, and it's not like...
And they together, and, you know, it's just a really cool story of two women with a great deep friendship, and you know,
that's awesome.
How God brings people into your life like that.
Amen to that. All at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully